Okay, hi everybody. We are running late as usual, and I am on a mission to go pick up the Batgirl. She's flying back from Toronto, where her mother is in the hospital and is very sick, so I'm going to retrieve the Batgirl from the airport. Now, we've had an awful lot go on around here. A little bit of drama with the Batgirl. Not only is her mother dying, but her car was having problems. Ended up just being a fuel line that was broken, so a relatively inexpensive fix. And horror of all horrors, I lost my iPhone. Now, the iPhone I lost was my very first iPhone that I smuggled across the border into Canada before iPhones were allowed in Canada. I had to crack it to get it to work for me here on our Rogers wireless network. So it was my very first iPhone. Love the little guy. And I had lost it. And I actually thought I lost it at the airport when I dropped off the Batgirl to go to Toronto. And I thought that I put it in my pocket. I jumped in my car, and then what I thought happened. Oh, there you go. Sorry about that. You just went flying across the cab again. Anyway, I thought I left it. It had fallen out of my pocket at YVR, the Vancouver airport, and was on the ground, and I thought I'd never see it again. Turned out it actually fell, just like what you did, went flying across the cab, and it actually landed on the floor, but it found its way underneath the seat, underneath the really tight, skinny little gap between the seat and the floor, and I actually had to take off some moldings and take the seat apart a little bit to get it back. But we have it back now and everything's fine. The reason I was so upset about it, because I have a second iPhone, my normal iPhone, which works as an iPhone. This old iPhone, I was essentially just using it as an iPod Touch to control my stereo at home, and sometimes I would record these podcasts onto it if this Zoom, which I'm recording on today, didn't work or was out of batteries or before I had the Zoom. So, and it has some podcasts on it and that I don't have on my other iPhone. So it was just a really handy thing to have. Not to mention all the photos. I have a ton of photos on it too. So anyway, so that problem resolved. Everything's fine. Everyone's happy again. Now, some exciting things that have occurred is Mr. Anderson and I have had a little vacation. I'm on days off, or I'm on a vacation from work. Little Scotty, the little Aussie battler, can tell me. He gets upset over the use of holiday versus vacation. I would call it a vacation because we went away and we stayed at this resort on what's known as the Sunshine Coast, which is, you have to take a ferry to get there. It actually is on the mainland of British Columbia, but there's no road access to it. So you have to ferry from the mainland, for about a 40-minute ferry ride, and then you come back to land, and So there's this remote area called Half Moon Bay. And at Half Moon Bay, there's a resort called the Rockwater Resort. I guess I'll make this an enhanced podcast. I'll throw in some pictures of our stay there. So we were staying in this cute little tent. It was a structure, a completely sound and well-built structure that kept the elements out. But it is essentially a very beefy canvas tent. It had a fireplace in it and a shower, one of those really nice rain shower heads. And it had a great big, huge jacuzzi tub in it, and a bed, and we had this beautiful deck right on the water. It was right on the ocean, on the rocks. It was a great place. The food was incredible, too. They've got a very good restaurant there. Breakfasts were included, and they were serious breakfasts, like bacon and eggs and hash browns, toast. Mr. Anderson had an omelet. We had dinner there as well because we pretty much stayed there the whole time. And snuggled up in our king-size bed and watched the rain come down. The interesting thing about this place is they have these boardwalks all through the woods and out. There's actually 1,500 feet of boardwalk, and you have to load all your stuff up into a dolly or a cart and run it out. We had the most remote tent called the Kitty Hawk Tent House. It was the furthest away from the main resort area. And so we had to walk the longest. It took us about 10-minute walk to get from our tent to the main resort area. But it was very peaceful. Really, just a great little short vacation away from everything. So that was very exciting. Now, one of the best things about staying at this place, the Rockwater Tent House, was the breakfast. And I just have to proselytize about the importance of a properly cooked egg. Now, I'm not a fussy eater, but I must tell you, I certainly do appreciate a properly cooked egg. And I think it really is a testament to the ability of a chef. Because cooking an egg perfectly takes patience and care. And if your chef is willing to put that kind of time and energy into cooking a good egg, then he must be a good chef. That's what my opinion is. Because the eggs that I had at the Rockwater were impeccable. They were not undercooked. They were cooked to perfection. They were not super runny and gooey and icky. It was absolutely the perfect egg. You don't get a perfect egg very often. But when you do, oh, it's wonderful. So another interesting thing, sitting out on the deck in the rain. At this tent, there's a lot of fishermen. There's fishermen out on the water out there, and tugboats going by. And it occurred to me, you know, these tugboats go along, they just plug along fairly slowly, towing their barges of whatever might be on the barge, containers or sawdust or logs, who knows. And it looks all very peaceful and sedate. But it occurred to me, I wonder just exactly how stressful it is to be a tugboat captain. I mean, they must have issues they deal with. I mean, we all are under some kind of stress. Timelines, deadlines. So I wonder what it's like to be a tugboat captain. And how do they deal with the stresses? Because they're all you can do is wait. You sit there, you get your tugboat pointed in the right direction, and you chug along for hours at a time. And you really have no control. You can't go much faster. I mean, are tugboats on deadline? I mean, I wonder what it's like to be a tugboat captain. So anyway, I thought that was interesting. The juxtaposition between this tug chugging along, biding its time, and wondering whether, in fact, the tugboat captain is freaking out because he's going to be an hour late to the dock and he can't do anything about it. Oh, well, anyway. So now what's happening right now is we're en route to the Vancouver airport. It is a Sunday morning. I usually love driving on a Sunday morning because there's no traffic. Problem is, now I'm, as usual, behind schedule. I have to be at YVR in, 40 minutes. So, I guess I'm just on time. It'll take me about that long to get there. But it sure would have been nice to go for a drive. We haven't gone for a good drive in quite a long time. And, would have been nice to have taken a detour or something. So anyway, I'm on my way to pick up the Batgirl, and then Mr. Anderson and I have a bunch of chores to do today. I'm going to try and get some episodes edited and punched out to you, and I don't know, I guess that's about it. I'll have to check in with you later. Bye!